Mojo Elliott is unedited, unfiltered, and uninhibited.
Mojo. Mojo. Mojo.
From Hollywood. From Hollywood. Welcome to the Rat's Ass Podcast with Mojo Elliott.
And here we go again. Can you believe it? It's Monday again already?
On the beach. Shit.
From the Mojo Studio on Sunset and Vine. Get a hold of yourself and let's go on another action-packed adventure.
Let's do it.
Here's what's on tap on the wrap. Are you feeling grounded and pounded today? Taco Bell has found a new way to torment your body. Gen Z really needs our help, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll tell you why. So how do you like it under the covers? We're about to find out. And who's in the mood for a good rocktail to start the week? Another round of Fed Trauma is on the way. Let's play It Sounds Dirty, But It's Not today. What do you say? What do you say? Plus, our usual lunacy and loose behavior, including weird, wacky, and ridiculous people. And that's what's happening on the Rat's Ass Podcast for Monday, November 10th. Thanks for starting your week off with me, my producer Fleabag, and our BimBot Alexa. Now, for those of you who give a rat's ass, because it's big, big news today, the government shutdown is officially over after 40 days.
Whoop-de-doo!
Hey, round two of Radio Wars ends this week. Then we're going to get on to round three, the final 16. We'll be down to the Sweet 16. And I'll let you know who they are next Monday right here on the podcast. We're going to find out who the best classic rock radio station is in America. You can follow the action on the blog at ratsasspodcast.com. Got to say, I'm a little disappointed in my hometown radio station that I grew up with, WDVE in Pittsburgh. They were defeated by WOFX in Cincinnati, based on our criteria. Now, I went to the ratings to say, is this station starting to fall off the map? I mean, it's always been a top two, three radio station for as long as I can remember. And looked up the ratings, and my God, they're at a 10-1 share in their market. It's like they should be kicking ass and taking names, but they win because they've been around forever. They've done a good job at branding that radio station as a part of the family. Now, if you're a Pittsburgher, WDVE is like family. But I wonder how they would do if they matched up against another classic rocker where they were unknown. That's why we do the Radio Wars, to figure it out. Yeah, they're done. They're toasted. Didn't even make it to the Sweet 16. But we'll have the 16 radio stations lined up for you next Monday. Little disappointed, my boys at WDVE. All right, let's get into the wrap today. Did you see where more than 1,500 flights have been canceled today nationwide? It's an absolute mess out there. You know, when I consulted radio stations, I was constantly flying all over. I always flew out of Burbank because I was mainly on the West Coast. But if I had to go east, I was forced to fly out of, God forbid, LAX. That's a nightmare. And from 2022, I had to fly certain airlines to meet my destinations. Generally, United, Alaska, Southwest, occasionally, Delta and American. Now, during this 15-year period, I will tell you, United was never on time. Not once in 15 years were they on time. I was either bumped, delayed, or canceled. Not once in 15 years. Alaska, terrific airlines. Had great response with Alaska. They always had the charging stations in the seats. Oh, they were fabulous airlines. I know some people have had issues with Alaska. I never did. Southwest, another popular airline that I flew, was always hit and miss. But that's, yeah, that's what happens with the cattle call. There are a handful of times where I had to spend the night in the airport. God, that's hideous. The worst thing in the world when you're traveling is to have to stay overnight in an airport because you don't trust going to a hotel and maybe missing another flight. Or maybe you can get out earlier and you just stick around. Every time for me, it was Denver. I don't know why, but it was always Denver. I used to call Denver Dangver because it was like, oh, dang, I got to stay in Denver again. My God, I can't take it. Thank God it's a nice airport. But if you're stranded in an airport right now listening to the podcast, I do feel your pain and suffering. You're feeling grounded and pounded right now. And I know that airline customer service at this time is the worst. The worst, because you got people lined up waiting to make changes. And that's without any shutdowns or anything. So I know it feels like you've got a ginormous cactus from the Arizona desert shoved up your ass right now. But this too shall pass. All right, now that I've brought up the ass, let's transition into this one. Taco Bell, the reason GasX was invented, has decided to turn your ass into an even bigger party favor this holiday season. They're introducing a new Mountain Dew Baja Blast Pie, just in time for Thanksgiving. They're basically taking Mountain Dew and creating a nice creamy topical key lime style treat for you. Mm-hmm. By itself, it's probably okay. It just looks a little gross. But you know, if you mix that puppy with a bean burrito, a couple of spicy tacos, and some nachos, you are turning your ass into one explosive Hawaiian volcano. All right, I don't know what parents of Gen Z did to their kids, but this is really a screwed up generation. Report out over the weekend says Gen Z men are now afraid to date women. And here's why. Apparently, Gen Z women are now going on social media and video casting details from their dates, complete with photos, videos, and commentary. And men are like, screw this. I don't want to be shamed on social media because I didn't click with some chick. I don't blame them either. Now, first of all, ladies, if you're doing this, you do know that employers check social media on the dark web to create a profile on you, right? So if this is how you act in your personal life, they'll transition that to, is this how she's going to act in her professional life, in the work environment? So you're not doing yourselves any favors, ladies. You're basically an HR nightmare leading to a potential harassment lawsuit in their mind. That's how they're going to look at you. So you need to stop this nonsense. Now, as for the guys, while this is going on, your only option is to play fire with fire. You can do the same thing with the same consequences, or you can play the hit it or quit it game. Give yourself a nickname. Go out hunting and try to find you some of that wild and untamed punosaurus. That means no dating, just mating, until this trend dies out. Good luck, fellas. You're going to need it. Have you ever played the game Under the Covers? This usually occurs at a party after having a few drinks and the topic of music comes up. But did you know you can take about just any song title and add the line Under the Covers after it, and it makes sense? You know, it was really funny on the radio back in the day doing the morning show. One song title might hit us the right way. We play Under the Covers for about 5 minutes. Always an entertaining conversation. But for example, Van Halen, Panama. Have you ever played Panama Under the Covers? Ooh, don't knock it till you tried it. Led Zeppelin, Whole Lot of Love, Under the Covers. Maybe it's Foreigner, Waiting for a Girl Like You, Under the Covers. But you get the idea. So the next time you're sitting on the porcelain god, because it's taking a while for things to just kind of work itself out, whip out your iTunes or Spotify and go down the list of song titles and add Under the Covers to each one. It's always good for a few shits and giggles. Yeah. All right, I love a good rock tale, don't you? This is Tim David Kelly with a story about a metal band down on their luck. Let's see if you can figure out who it is.
In 1983, a young metal band that would soon become superstars were struggling. They were far away from home. They had just been kicked out of their manager's house, and they had to crash on a farm with a dude named Metal Joe.
Sweet name, dude.
But even though times were lean, there was hope on the horizon because they were scheduled to do their first European tour. But then right as things were getting a little bit better, the truck that was holding all of their equipment was stolen in Boston, and they lost everything. But they did have a sliver of luck. They had kept a few guitars with them and didn't put them on the truck. And this is when James Hetfield sat down on Metal Joe's couch with the only equipment he had left in the world and wrote a dark and moody song about how he was feeling at that moment.
Yeah, Tim's talking about Metallica's Fade to Black from the album Ride the Lightning, released in 1984. Damn good album, if I do say so, my damn self.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
He's still $1 billion short of being a billionaire. Here is Mojo Elliott with Rap Sports.
Oh, Alexa, she'll be here all week. All right, former NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue passed away over the weekend at the age of 84. Paul served as Commissioner of the NFL for 17 years. And Basketball Hall of Famer Lenny Wilkins, who was an all-star as a player, also a very good coach. He was at Seattle, Portland, Cleveland, Atlanta, Toronto, and the New York Knicks. He died at the age of 88. May they both rest in peace. What a day in the NFL yesterday. I got to tell you, I really like the Los Angeles Rams. The more I watch this team, because they're on here every week, I never get to see the Raiders. I get like 5 seconds every so often on Red Zone. That's about it. But they're quickly becoming my side hustle because they're just a damn good football team. You know, at least until the Raiders get their act together, I can have two favorite teams, can I? NFC, AFC? I'm talking myself into it. But the Rams beat the snot out of the San Francisco 49ers 42-6, and I'm telling you, they took it easy on them. They really did. On what planet does Buffalo beat Kansas City and then go to Miami and get snuffed? Thanks, Buffalo, for scoring my pick four parlay this week, too, by the way. But yeah, Miami 30-13 over Buffalo? Really? Who saw that one coming? Seattle and Detroit both looked unstoppable on Sunday, which means they'll probably lose this coming weekend. But overall, I'm still 10-3 this week picking winners. On Monday Night Football, it's Philadelphia-Green Bay, and I'm taking the Eagles to win this one in the land of cheese. I do need the Packers D to hold Devontae Smith under 16 points to win my weekend fantasy football and pull the Dirty Rats to 5-5 to get me closer to the money round with 5 weeks to go. So please, please, Green Bay, lock him down. Lock him down. All right, Chicago. Not Chicago. College football rankings are out. And the top five teams this week remain pretty much unchanged. It's Ohio State at number one, Indiana and Texas A&M, 1-2-3, all unbeaten. Alabama and Georgia round out the top five with one loss each. All right, check in the chat box at ratsasspodcast.com. Brad Dickens of Corvallis, Oregon says, what Major League Baseball free agent is going to command the most dough? And what team inks them? Oh, you know, this is when I like to get out the Ouija board and try to figure out what teams are going to take who. But there are about 40 names right now who are going to command a nice pay hike. I'll tell you that much. The most interesting to me, though, is Bo Bichette. Since the Blue Jays lost the World Series, will they ante up? Bring him back? Or will he go to one of the big seven teams like, you know, the Dodgers, Giants, Cubs, Phillies, Yankees, Mets, or Red Sox? They're the ones, maybe St. Louis, who can afford him. I like to see him stay in Toronto, though. He'll be 28 before the season starts next year. And he's the one that has a lot of years, a lot of good years ahead of him. So I think Toronto should lock him up for at least seven. Stu Barnes, Syracuse, New York. Who do you think is going to rise up and shock the final NCAA rankings? Well, you know, I mean, you know, 12 teams are going to go to the playoffs. But if you're talking in terms of who might surprise somebody in the top five, I think Oregon is going to find a place in the top five. Someone's going to upset one of the top five teams before the end of the season. My guess is going to be Texas A&M when they play at Texas on November 28th. I mean, at Texas, in the Longhorns' den, I think that's got upset written all over it. So that's what I would go for there. All right, and that's sports for you today on The Wrap.
Rat's Ass Podcast. Head trauma.
All right, today we're going to play It Sounds Dirty, But It's Not. Let's see if you can solve this puzzle with three clues. I start with the letter V. You can use me to get what you want. And I'm made by two folds that come together. All right, I start with the letter V. You can use me to get what you want. And I'm made by two folds that come together. Sounds dirty, but it's not. Think about it, and I'll have the answer for you coming up on the podcast.
It's time for some loose behavior on the Rat's Ass Podcast.
Yes, it is. It is indeed. So we can all feel good about ourselves, here's a weird, wacky, ridiculous people story that will warm your heart. All right, Bronson Robbie from Little Rock, Arkansas, was having a hard time making ends meet, so he decided to go door-to-door asking his neighbors if they had some odd jobs he could do for them. One lady decided to take Bronson up on his offer, but it was an offer for sex. Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? Yes, she offered to pay him $150 if he could bring her to orgasm. Now, the lady was in her mid-50s, and she was just a tad overweight, so Bronson decided to phone a friend who was also overweight, and he gave her $30 to make a holla. Gave her $30 to make a holla. The end of the story, though, is Bronson's friend and the shady lady ended up getting married, proving once again that you never know when or how Cupid is going to draw his bow.
Woo!
Yeah. Go figure.
Hey, heads up. Here comes your celebrity cheese.
All right, YouTube TV is still at odds with ABC, Disney, and ESPN. There is a chance the standoff between the two is nearing an end thanks to the NFL fans getting pissed off they can't watch Monday Night Football, and I happen to be one of them. So I'm saying settle this crap, man. Stop using your customers as leverage to gain an advantage. And YouTube, by the way, if you raise your prices after this, it's adios, muchachos. There's too many other ways you can stream to spend $83 a month and actually end up spending less. That's another story for another time, though. And I think they know, though, that this is it. $83 a month is going to cause people to take off if they raise prices. This is what happens. They have these disputes. They settle it. They go, oh, by the way, we're raising your rates $5 a month. It's like, screw that. Had enough. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame had their induction ceremony on Saturday. Bad Company, Chubby Checker, Joe Cocker, Cyndi Lauper, Outkast, Soundgarden, and the White Stripes took their place in the hall. One highlight, That was very, very nice to see, because I didn't know they hadn't seen each other in 25 years was the reunion between comedian Jim Carrey and Pretty Reckless singer Taylor Momsen, who played the role of Betty Lou Who. A lot of people didn't know this. She was Betty Lou Who in The Grinch. But you know who isn't in the Hall of Fame yet and who should be? And I'm going to be very passionate about this. Try Blue Oyster Cult, Motorhead, King Crimson, Jethro Tull, Iron Maiden, and the one that blows my frickin' mind. Every year this blows my mind, and I'm so pissed that they're not in there. It's the Runaways. Joan Jett, Cherie Curry, Lita Ford. They all paved the way for women in rock. They put up with a lot of shit in the 70s. They really did. And it's time they get their due. If you can put Cyndi Lauper, Outkast, the White Stripes, in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, there's room for the Runaways. They've been screwed long enough. It's time to get this done. Okay, so a movement needs to be made. Let's get the big guys out there. Dave Grohl, I'm thinking of you with the Foo Fighters. If there's anybody that can pull this in, buddy, it's you. All right, Kris Jenner, who claims her claim to fame is that she popped out the Kardashian clan from her wubbis, celebrated her 70th birthday over the weekend with a star-studded James Bond-themed celebration. On the guest list were a lot of stars, too many to mention, but not on the guest list were Jay-Z and Beyoncé, and they decided to crash the party, and the cops were called. But not because of Jay-Z and Beyoncé. They were welcomed with open arms, but the noise from Bruno Mars' performance. Yeah, apparently the shindig was held at Amazon founder Jeff Bezos' mansion, and the neighbors were a little pissed off, so they called the cops because there was too much uptown funk going on. Now, the one thing I can tell you is boomers sure can party. I mean, hey, it's the generation that gave us Twister. And if you've ever played Naked Twister after a night of shooting shots of Yukon Jack, you know exactly what I'm talking about. All right, the soap opera days of, soap opera, Days of Our Lives, of celebrating 60 years on the air this week. It's been around forever, and I've never seen an episode of it, but I do recall as a kid, this is how far back it goes, that when I hear this, like the sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives. It meant jump up and change the channel. And just because you care, and I know you do, Britney Spears has now been single for 262 days.
Who gives a rat's ass?
Rat's Ass Podcast. Email from our Gmail.
All right, this is where anything goes based on your questions, comments, and observations. Oliver Davies from London, England. Welcome, Oliver. He said, I'm a little disappointed by your No News November. You might not realize this, but some of us rely on your political information from America. It's a little cute stunt you're doing, but think about us over here, where we have very little access to the American news and editorial. Oliver, I wasn't aware of that. I thought you had access to American news, like CNN, MSNBC, Fox. I thought you had all of that there, along with the BBC. Was not aware that I was that important to you, so I apologize. But here's the deal. We've only got three more podcasts this month after this one, and then we'll start slinging mud in December. How's that? All right, just I ask that you please bear with me. Mason F., Arlington, Texas, said, I hope this isn't political. What do you think about the idea for the 50-year mortgage? Oh, I heard about this over the weekend. I think it's like putting lipstick on a pig. What a death sentence. 50 years, most people buy their first house by, you know, I was 27 before I did, so that would have put me at 57 on a 30-year mortgage. Can you imagine 50? Almost 80 years old to pay it off? No, the answer to all of this is real simple. I traveled all over the United States consulting radio stations. There's a lot of open land. I mean, I can remember drives in Montana that would go on forever, Texas, forever. There is so much open land in the United States. And you got to look at it this way. People can work remotely, and it's only going to get more remote as we go along. You know, you got to start tearing down old structures and rebuilding, building affordable housing. I mean, right here in my area, in my bubble, they just tore down my movie theater and three of my favorite restaurants to make way for affordable housing. Nothing I could do about it. The city voted on it. Our slumlord governor, Gavin Newsom, said we got to make room. And this is what they're doing. But it needs to happen. You know, housing prices are through the roof. But a 50-year mortgage, without sounding political, way too much. Way too much. That, you know, you feel like, might as well rent, for crying out loud. All right, Connie B., Jacksonville, Florida. Here's a challenge for you, Mojo. I'm a huge movie buff and wanted to know what you think the best comedies were from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Wow, Connie, you're asking me this off the top. I'm going to say the most quoted were probably the best in the 70s. My favorite comedy is Animal House. As I know, it was the most quoted for years, still is to a certain extent. I would say in the 80s, and I'm stalling here while I think about this. Again, most quoted, I'd have to say Caddyshack or Airplane. I'm going to go with Caddyshack, though. In the 90s, Jim Carrey made a lot of really good comedies, but I'm going to go with Austin Powers. I thought those movies were really just outrageous, and I thought Mike Myers would eventually make an Austin Powers 4, but it's been 23 years since the last one. Don't think we're going to get one. Yeah, that's what I would say, probably the most quoted, Animal House, Caddyshack, and Austin Powers. All right, Michelle O., Louisville, Kentucky. Oh, lo and behold, we have a dating dilemma. Michael says, I found out my girlfriend that I live with is doing our next door neighbor. Haven't said anything yet. Oh, God bless you, man. How are you holding those cards close to your chest? But I'm wondering what you would do given the same situation. You waited for my advice on this, Michael. I'm touched. Well, since you've kept it close to your chest, I'm assuming I would say just move the hell out. Pack up everything one day when she's not home. Just move out. Don't say anything. Just go. She'll figure it out. She'll figure it out. Then the idea is just to go on and live well. That's what I would do. All right, Jason T., Gary, Indiana. I know you always say you shouldn't date somebody at work, but what if both of us work remotely? Wow. Wow, Jason. I haven't been faced with that one before in this new world that we live in. That's a good question. If you both work remotely, I would say just off the top, I don't see any problems with it. I mean, you're not going into an office. It's probably pretty easy to keep it secret. And if you break up, nobody really has to, you don't have to talk to each other, and you'd probably be able to keep your job with no problem, you know, if you keep the gossip down. You know what, Jason, I would say go for it. I'll think about it and maybe have a different response later, but off the top, I'm screw your brains out, kids. All right, here is today's Kiss Me, Tell Me email telling me what you like and dislike about the Rat's Ass podcast. Tate M. from Richmond, Virginia says she likes the TikTok music challenge with me and Fleabag. Well, the deal is he's into me for $5,000. And what we decided to do, since I've got 50 questions in a row correct, we're going to add another 50. We're not going to change the dollar amount, but I have to miss one question in the next 50 or one question out of 100, and we break even for Fleabag. What she hates is that Fleabag doesn't talk on the show. Well, I've explained this before, Tate, and he has a condition called mutism. He's mute. And he is on FaceTime right now. Hi, Fleabag. He's flipping me off right now. He doesn't mind me talking about this, by the way. But he's on FaceTime, and he does have his little signal that he gives me. If he wants to get my attention, if he wants to give me the answer to something, that's what you will hear. Okay? He fires that from his station into my board here in the studio, and that's how we do it. Sometimes he comes into the studio, but we always end up in fisticuffs. You know, I get him down, I get him down, I give him wedgie, Indian burns, you know, noogies. So he tends to like to stay away from the studio. All right, if you have any questions, comments, or observations, please send them to my producer, Fleabag, at ratsasspodcast@gmail.com. Oh, joy. The Rat's Ass Podcast joke line. Go.
So black people have Juneteenth. Do you think white people will ever get a holiday?
They already have one that most black people don't celebrate. It's called Father's Day.
Rat's Ass Podcast. Head trauma.
All right, today we're playing It Sounds Dirty, But It's Not. Let's see if you solve these three clues that sound dirty, but they're not. I start with the letter V. You can use me to get what you want. And I'm made by two folds that come together. Okay, have you figured it out? If you said it as somebody's voice.
Yeah, baby.
Yes, congratulations. But if you missed it, go see a doctor about your head trauma and get well soon. I got to go. I got things going on today. I have my annual toenail trimming session at Getting Nailed by Ava later on today. And by the way, I do not paint my toenails. They're pretty much brown and yellow year-round. But I do have one more thing for you. Because we have a rather large audience in Australia, did you know there are spiders big enough in Australia that eat snakes? They eat snakes.
What in the hell are they feeding those damn spiders?
I have no idea, Alexa. Shrimp off the Barbie, maybe?
Maybe someone from Australia can confirm this and tell us what they do eat.
Well, I think you just did.
That I did, so does that make me your co-host now?
No. That just makes you a bot that interrupts a lot. So there, you get the muzzle. All right, welcome to Rat Nation. Alex Tyson of Denver, Colorado, Brianna Hayes, Bangor, Maine, Skip Hardy from Glendale, Arizona, Jared McMillan from St. Louis, Missouri, St. Louis, and around the world to listeners in Melbourne, Australia, also London, England, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Now's your chance to be one of the few and the loud. Join Rat Nation at RatsAssPodcast.com. Membership does have its rewards, you know.
All right, that's it for this episode of the Rat's Ass Podcast. Go check out RatsAssPodcast.com to get the entire Rat's Ass Podcast experience. You can listen to podcasts, rock out on Rat's Ass Rock TV, read the blog that's loaded with hot topicality, plus you can still join Rat Nation without having to qualify and connect with us on the socials. We're going to do this again on Thursday, November 13th. Take care of each other. And thanks for stopping by the Rat's Ass Podcast.
The conversation continues between podcasts on X and RatsAssPodcast.com. RatsAssPodcast.com.
Mojo. Mojo. Mojo.